All right, here we are.
Obi, Chloe, Slater. K923's morning show as we come in with the national anthem started off every single morning. Today's dedication, Slater, you said it was National Watermelon Day?
Tomorrow, I think. Okay. Actually, but I always like celebrating the day before to get the real good watermelon. You know, so you don't have to get the one with the seeds and then you're spitting them out of people.
Yeah. Well, you know, the really good ones are the ones with no seeds. Even though, how do they make the next batch?
I don't know. I don't trust.
You guys have a lot of questions.
That Chloe's okay with whatever chemicals it is to disintegrate the watermelon seeds? I don't know. I see her eating seedless watermelon all the time.
No, but on a serious note, we just want to thank our farmers out there. You know, there's a lot of times where some of our local grocers are, they're stocked and they're taken care of because of you. Our farmers markets, those people who are selling the free organic, organics. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say, pesticide free, all that stuff. Anyways, thank you, farmers.
Yes, if you go into Publix, look up over in the produce section because they usually have photos of the people that they get their fruits and vegetables from.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yes, and they're local. They are, some of them are right here in Central Florida, Plant City, the Tampa area. So they're all over.
And right behind the store, right as the fruit's about to go bad, they're just throwing that away. Just saying. If you're ever looking for a heck of a bargain, you might have to fight some guys for it.
Yeah, there may be some spots on that mango. Oh, my Lord. See y'all this morning from Obi, Chloe, and Slater, the national anthem.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
We have a true local today that we want to highlight on Doing the Right Thing, Mr. Donnie.
This is Donnie.
It's Obi, Chloe, and Slater with K92.3. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about y'all?
Doing fantastic. Yeah, so we wanted to talk to you this morning about putting you in the Doing the Right Thing seat this morning.
I appreciate it.
Donnie, you are a true hero and an angel to one really special lady here in Seminole County. Back in February in Castleberry, you were driving home, came across just a horrific car crash. A woman was in a car. You stopped and saved her life as her car was up in flames.
Yeah, the synopsis of it, it was a pretty crazy scene. It happened right next to me, and I was just thankful that I was able to get to her in time and get her out where a matter of seconds. Right place, right time, and I had some equipment to get her out, and thankfully everything worked out great. It was a pleasure to meet her and see her family the other day, and it was a great moment, a great time. I'm glad that everything worked out.
What do you do for a living, Donnie?
I'm a contractor. I build pool enclosures over pools.
Oh, wow.
I've been in the industry for 22 years. Yeah. So I was going home and just happened to be there and was able to lend a hand. It just worked out in the nick of time.
I think that's beautiful, man. We often talk and hear about what it is about a human that activates. When I see something, I do something about it instead of like, oh, well, somebody else is going to take care of that. So what was that moment like for you that you felt the inspiration? I need to be the one to jump into action.
I think it's a lot about the way I was brought up and the way my parents were when I was younger. They always wanted to lend a helping hand, and I encourage people to step in more. Yeah, I see it all the time now where, people don't take action. Do what we can to help people.
Well, and I think it's great, too, that you had the tools. Like, there's a reason you were there. Also, that you were the one that was actually equipped to be able to help her.
No coincidence.
Absolutely.
Not that
God's timing.
You had it in you, but also had the stuff to actually assist you to get the job done.
It was really special because typically I don't have equipment in my truck.
Wow.
I run around with a cooler and a chair. And I happened to be doing a charity project for a high school. And I grabbed a shovel out of my shop the day before to do some charity work over at my kid's high school, and it just happened to be there.
Mm-hmm.
All the stars kind of aligned on this.
Well, and how funny, as a byproduct, we also get to know that you were doing charity work for your son's high school.
So sweet.
Not surprised.
What
at that.
A big Jeez. Heart you have, Donnie. And we heard from one of our first responders, too. They got there really fast, within 3 minutes, but they said if you were not there to save this woman's life, she would not be here today with her family. So we just wanted to highlight you and show you all the love today and are so grateful to have you here in our Central Florida communities.
Yeah, brother, that's doing the right thing.
I appreciate you guys. I listen to your show every morning.
Oh, you're the best, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie. That, too, is doing the right thing.
No, it's not. Obi. No,
Donnie, you're the best, man. Thank you again for your hero blood, bro.
Thank you.
Bye, Donnie.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
on K92.3.
K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. We will play that $1,000 minute with you coming up at 7:10.
Yep, yep.
Okay, Chloe, let's get to Millie, your chocolate lab, mm-hmm. your puppy who at 6 months today now is spayed.
She had her spay yesterday, and it went great. We got to pick her up yesterday, probably around like 2:30, and I was nervous because I'm like, how is she going to walk out of here? Some of you have told me your pups walk out of there, and they've got a little chipper, and they're ready to go, and some walk out a little bit more groggy than others, so I was anxiously waiting for her to come out, and she walked out no problem. Definitely a little bit more like her eyes were, you know, she was sad, and she's like, what did you do to me? What's wrong? Definitely more lethargic, and she came out with the cone of shame on. But she did really, really well. The surgery was a success, and hopefully this surgery will help her with her UTIs moving forward, because she's been having a really hard time. She's had like 4 out of the last 5 months.
It's a big thing, not because, yeah, UTIs are terrible, but also it is tough. This is your first dog you've ever had, mm-hmm. and right out the gate, bam,
yeah,
all the UTIs. Bam, attacked by somebody in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Bam, has to go get essentially this surgery needed to happen now. It couldn't be waiting a year. She's going to have another 6 UTIs by then.
Yeah, so I'm grateful for the team of doctors, and she's at home recovering, doing really well. But I have to give a shout out to my dad, because my dad is my world. I love that man so much. He retired a couple years ago, and he is just the best. Like, I hope one day to marry a man like my father, because he's got a heart of gold, and he came up with me the last couple days. He's been hanging out, and he's going to be so mad at me for playing this audio, but leading up to her surgery, I went and purchased her a donut, because I wasn't sure how'd she do with the cone, and the donut is a little bit, you know, easier on the neck. You blow it up, it inflates around her so she doesn't lick her wounds and her stitches. And I caught my dad on video working with Millie, sitting there trying to get her to try on this donut.
Are you ready? Come here. It's so nice. So nice.
Hey, Spenny the Bell.
This donut, it's so nice.
And it's around his neck. It's looks comfy. It looks like one of those pillows that you bring on an airplane, yeah, so that way you don't, you know. Uh-huh. But yeah, him caressing. What was the material? Was it suede?
It was like a suede.
Velvet.
You have to, is it velour? Whatever it is, you have to get him one of these for Christmas, because he loves it so much.
And he had it on. I'm like, Dad, do you really think what you're doing right now is going to make a difference? Like, do you think she understands what you're telling her?
Millie's tongue was out of her mouth looking like, look at this idiot.
Okay, so I do want to highlight something, okay, Chloe? How old are you?
I am 27.
Okay, your relationship with your dad, it's so fruitful to me. Aww. And here's the reason why I want to bring it up is because there's a lot of people, and I think I was victim to this too, where I'm like, okay, you just got to raise your kids until they're 18, and then that's it. You know, they're 18, mm-hmm. they become adults, and BS, man. Mm. If you can do it right, you end up being friends with your kids for the rest of your life. And that's what you've got going on with your pops. And I think that that's amazing. And yeah. I think that that's worth celebrating.
Well, thank
Millie,
you.
Millie, a great surgery. Mm-hmm. Worth celebrating.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's nice just to be able to hang out with Dad, too, these last couple of days. I could not seriously have done all the surgery, be here in studio with you guys without him. So.
Obi and I talk about it all the time. Obi has to deal with being a dad to a boy and a girl. And I've seen your brother. They came in here a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. He's got a different relationship with your brother
totally.
Than he does with you, sons and daughters, right? But to see that, yeah, it makes Obi and I like soften, like, okay, we got to be softer with our girls, make sure, you know, you can be stern with them, so that way they don't, you know, on
sure.
the teenage years, so that way sowing the oats doesn't actually get out of hand. But you also want to have a relationship well into your 20s, 30s,
absolutely.
40s with your kids, right?
That's rich, man.
Yes. But the All Access is coming up next. I do want to just say again, thank you guys so much for all your love and prayers. Millie is doing wonderful, but Megan Maroney finally addressing the rumors. Did she date Morgan Wallen? We're hearing from her next.
K92.3. From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll get to Megan Maroney finally addressing those rumors about Morgan Wallen, if she dated him. But first, Post Malone is going to be making his Grand Ole Opry debut just 2 days before he drops his country album. And Brad Paisley invited him with the official invitation.
Going to be massive and remarkable and amazing for both country music and I think you. Would you like to play the Opry?
Aww.
Come play it with me in August. Total invite. It's going to be the first of many appearances, I have a feeling, from you.
That's pretty cool, man. For Post to get these open arms from all these people, all these legends in country music.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Chloe. It was 2 years ago that they first teamed up, right? Something like that, maybe a year and a half ago. And everybody's like, why Brad Paisley and Post Malone hanging out?
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, Post Malone might be doing a country album, and now we're only, what, a couple days away from that album officially being out.
Well, and Post Malone's been working really, really hard in Nashville behind the scenes, things that we don't get to see, right? Like, yes, we saw that photo of Brad and him in studio together, but he's been working on country music for probably the last 2, 3, 4 years now. So really excited for Post Malone, again, making his Grand Ole Opry debut August 14th. And I'm also so excited about this. Rumor has it that Carrie Underwood is your newest judge on American Idol. She'll be joining Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, following Katy Perry's exit. Now, she has not officially confirmed it, but from what I'm reading, it's going to be her. So she was a guest mentor. We've seen her in the past. She also won American Idol back in 2005. So again, I'm thrilled about this. It makes sense. Carrie being up on that stage, how cool, next to her buddy Luke Bryan.
You know, that's a lot of country up there.
A lot of country.
I love it.
I didn't think it was going to go that way because Scotty McCurry recently said he would never want to do that, and he would never do it. So I'm like, I wonder. And now I'm thinking, I'm like, I wonder if they just asked a bunch of country stars that actually made it there or like former stars to actually go back. Because this isn't the 25th year, right? Is it the 25th year?
I think that it
would
might
be coming up. Right? Started in 2000 with Kelly Clarkson winning. So maybe they want to do that. Really like launch into, hey, remember, these people's career were built because of American Idol.
And Carrie Underwood seems less diva than Katy Perry.
She's going to do amazing.
I'll be excited to see this.
Absolutely. I'm excited for Carrie to be a judge. And then lastly, what we've all been waiting for, Megan Rooney finally addressing the rumors that have been floating around for a while now. Did she date Morgan Wallen? It all started a few years ago when Megan released her song Tennessee Orange, and everyone thought that song was about him.
I haven't told anyone this ever. So I was a senior in college. COVID hadn't happened yet. We were friends for a long time. We were not just friends. And now we're friends. I have so tried to avoid that in every single interview I've ever done.
Okay, so they've linked up.
They have definitely linked up together. She said never exclusively, though. And, you know, Morgan, she goes on to say, like, Morgan, his life, he keeps a lot of things very, very private. And she said, I have respect for him. Like, I want to also keep this private. So, yes, were they together? Some sort of capacity, 100%.
Yeah, Obie and I tried to get out of her at All-Star Jam last year. We said, you know, he's got really thin lips, doesn't he? You ever been real close? Real close to him?
Slater.
Aww. She didn't answer.
We love Megan Maroney. So you can see all these stories up online, K923Orlando.com at 710. We've got $1,000 Minute. If you want to sign up to play, you can on the K923 app, and we'll give you a call.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
Kev, you've been a longtime friend of the morning show and for the past couple of months playing the $1,000 Minute. Wait a minute, didn't you play this when we first started way long ago?
Yes, sir, when you first started it, yes, sir, the first week.
And you didn't win the money?
No.
Wow, Kev.
Kev, you know my favorite thing about you is that you always keep Obie and Slater in line. You really do.
That's what fellas are for.
So you got to keep a leash on them.
They're all right, so he's no stranger to this, but if you're joining us for the first time, this is where we take 10 questions. We put them up against a 60-second clock, and if you get all 10 right, you get a grand right now.
Kev, any of these questions, say pass. We can come to them at the end, whatever you don't know. But no, you lock in an answer, I'm accepting it.
Yes, ma'am.
And if there's anybody around you, remember, cheaters always prosper on the $1,000 Minute.
All only right? On $1,000 Minute.
I have him queued up and ready.
All right, here we go. With question number one, what is 19 times 2?
19 times 2, 38.
Who sings the song Last Night?
Pass.
Are peanuts a major crop in Oregon, Alabama, or Ohio?
Oregon, Alabama, or Ohio. I'm going to say Alabama.
Who said, I'll have what she's having?
I don't know what she's having. Pass.
True or false, Lee Bryce is playing our All-Star Jam.
True.
Emily bought a toy for $6.75 and gave the cashier a $10 bill. How much change did she receive?
$3.25.
What is the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
It's a Small World is at which Disney theme park?
Disney World.
What does it mean when your hand is itchy?
You're coming into money.
What song is this lyric from? Hello, Darkness.
Oh my gosh, that was the final one.
And it was Morgan Wallen on the one I thought.
It was, yep. We were just going to get to that. All right, so at the top, you got the first couple right. You had to pass on that one. Morgan Wallen sang the song Last Night. I'll have what she's having, if you remember, when Harry met Sally back in the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Estelle Reiner was the character name. That's specific, Chloe.
I know.
Were you even alive when that came out?
What year did it come out?
No, you weren't.
Nope,
you were just joking.
I don't think so.
not
I was
even
born in 96.
What do they say? Not even a glimmer in your dad's eye? All right. Regardless, Kev, you didn't get 10 out of 10, but we do got Monster Jam tickets, so that way you'll experience that at the Kia Center.
That's
all right?
Awesome.
All right. I love the truck.
And Kev, since you're one of the OGs, we want to play with you again in the future. Let's give you another hack at this.
Let's do it. We're getting closer, Obi. We're getting closer.
Yeah. It is true, man.
Bye, Kev.
Congrats again.
All right, Kev.
All right, you boys behave.
Yeah.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Joe, you said you hit iDrive, right?
Yeah. It was great because there are just so many options and, you know, lots of restaurants and there's a lot of people. So even just people watching is a lot of fun there.
Yeah,
we love iDrive.
You know what's interesting is even as locals, like I don't spend a lot of time on iDrive.
Really?
And everything you just said is right. There's so much to experience.
Yeah.
The ice bar, the piano bar, it's a great spot for date night. I love that that's where you went, Joe.
Yeah, it's cool. So we like, you know, we walked around for a while and found a really cool spot and had dinner and, you know, it was a lot of fun.
Is she that special that you're going to do all this on the radio?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, what's the biggest thing? Just so that way, maybe we can even say like, oh, he loves your laugh or something like that.
Oh, she's probably got the most beautiful smile I've ever seen.
Oh,
Real teeth or fake teeth?
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, well, you got to ask those questions these days. You
that
know,
doesn't
they could be
matter.
Veneers. They could be veneers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So fake?
No,
you're not gonna tell me.
All right, Joe.
No, it was just like because we met in a non-formal setting, and we were sweating and working hard, and yet she still looked beautiful, and I was like, wow, I really want to get to know this person better. So,
all right, well, we appreciate you giving us all this information as well as her phone number. We're gonna try to call Matilda next. Let us talk to all her right. for a second, and then we'll get you on the line. Okay?
We'll do the best cool. we can, Joe. No promises, though.
Well, thank you.
Hello.
Yes. Hoping to speak to Matilda, please.
You got her. Who's this?
Matilda, my name is Obi. First of all, you have a fantastic name. Love that name. You've got Chloe over here.
Hi.
Slater there.
Over here.
And so we do the morning show for one of our big radio stations in town, K92.3.
Amazing. I love your show.
Aww.
Oh, okay. Hey, okay, fantastic. Wow. Do you know about the second date update?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. I love to listen to that. They're a riot.
Yeah, they are, right?
You're on it this morning. Surprise.
Okay. Maybe I take that back. How am I on it?
So, Matilda, well, I mean, you're obviously not calling a guy back. This guy, Joe, said that he had a great date with you. You guys hit up iDrive. You did people watching.
Oh, man.
Okay, so what does this reaction mean?
Wait, it was Joe, right?
Is that not interesting?
Oh, I didn't expect this. Joe's a good guy. He really is. We met building a house, and I mean, I guess he's probably already told you all this. And so.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. He never told us you guys were building a house.
It was a volunteer kind of a thing.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Habitat Homes, that whole thing. Yeah, it's great. It's amazing. And I don't know, we hit it off and he said, would you be open to going on a date?
Wow.
I really want to go to iDrive.
Yeah.
And There's so many choices there. There's these amazing restaurants I've always wanted to go to, people watching the whole thing. We get there and, you know, they have the menus out front of the restaurant so that you can kind of see what they're offering. You can choose the kind of food you want.
Yeah. Oh, before you commit and go inside.
Yeah, you kind of know, you know, like what they offer. So anyway, we stop, we look at the restaurant, and I want to hit one of these great restaurants. There's like all the celebrity restaurants. And
so he didn't make a reservation anywhere.
No. Mm. He said like, hey, let's just walk and we'll decide, you know, when we get there, what we want to do, which is fine by me. I'm spontaneity. Cool. Love it. But the thing is, every menu we looked at, he commented on the price. $40 for a steak. What are they serving with that steak? You know, better be the greatest steak you ever had in your life.
And he was saying this in front of you?
Oh, yeah. As we're looking at the menus, the thing is, every single menu we looked at, he did this. He was like, $30 for tacos. I hope there's lobster in them, not just ground pork. I mean, and I was starting like inside to just be like, oh, God, this isn't going to turn out good. And I sort of felt like, oh, my God, I hope people around aren't hearing what he's saying.
Wow, that cheap, huh?
We ended up at Shake Shack.
What? Out of all the places on iDrive, I love Shake Shack.
Right?
My favorite burger spot. Favorite.
Right. Mm. But here's the thing. Right as he gets up and he goes, oh, Shake Shack, I love this place. He goes, we can get in and out of here for under 45. Watch.
Mm.
45 minutes?
And I just was like, no, $45. Sorry. Oh.
That's on brand, it
seems. $45. And I just sometimes I want a really good meal and I'll pay money for a new exciting restaurant experience. Or
even if he felt that way and had those comments, like, keep them to yourself. You didn't need to announce them to you.
Was he so cheap that if you said, hey, let's go Dutch and split the bill, I want steak, do you think he would have done it?
Yeah, probably. Oh. I don't know. I would have been like, you know what? I think my phone's ringing. I got to go. I mean, I could not. Like, I sat through the meal. I ate the meal. But even before we walked into Shake Shack and sat down, I was like, mm-mm.
First impressions are so important. Why don't we do this then? Because I don't know if he thought that was a big mistake. We've got Joe on the line. Matilda, you know how this works. If you've listened to the second date update, yeah, he's there. Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, if you set the bar too high, where do you go on the second date?
Joe, you're supposed to set the bar high on a first date. You want to impress her.
Now, wait a minute. He does have a good point there that if you do some $300 dinner, then all of a sudden she's going to be like, I like this.
Yeah, but Shake Shack doesn't even have a bar.
It's nice to be, you know, it's nice to be treated
wine
well.
And
I don't have to have, like, $100 meal every meal, but we're on iDrive. We could go to Shake Shack anywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So why don't we do that? We've got a $75 gift card. Okay. Joe, this is way more than $45.
Joe, just don't make those comments. Keep them to yourself.
Matilda, I guess this is up to you.
I can do that. I can totally reel it in and have a chill night.
Matilda, did you just say I don't?
I don't think so. I mean, he's shown his true colors, and
oh, wow.
There's a woman out there who won't mind, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
He said you had nice teeth.
Now, see,
thank you very much.
Just shows you.
Appreciate that.
If two people are meant to be together, it won't matter where you go. If it was the dollar amount that turns her off, I would have just wasted $300 because she doesn't care if we get along.
Wow.
Okay, I think that's a little unfair.
Okay, all right. So we're just going to chop this up to no second
date. My uncle was right. That was his advice.
Wow.
No second date.
Your uncle.
All right, guys.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Over in Longwood, talking to Lily, who's hitting the panic button. Why?
Hey, guys. So I've been dating a guy for about 3 months.
Nice.
And things have been going really good. The other day we went to a party that a bunch of his college friends were at. and he left me alone with one of his friends, and we got to talking.
Are you in college?
No, I'm not. We've graduated.
Okay, so these are buddies from back when he was in school.
Yes, yes. I'm like, you know, what's he like when he was in college? And they're like, he was very wild. Actually, we dated. Did he tell you that?
Wait, this is one of the girls he was friends with back in college?
This is a guy.
Oh.
So wait a minute. This is a guy telling you this story?
Yes.
That he dated your boyfriend back when they were in college together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's never mentioned that he was bi. He's never said anything about it. And I just felt like that's like a big thing that he never told me. And I just like felt like very betrayed. And I just got in an Uber and I just left the party. Mm. And I haven't talked to him since. I just like don't know what to think or feel.
So yeah. You said nothing to him. You literally just got up and walked out. Did he come running for you?
He was like in the bathroom. Oh. So,
well, he knows something happened. You don't think that the guy that you were talking to that he supposedly dated back in college, you don't think he tipped him off? Like when he's been reaching out to you, what has it been, texting you since?
Yeah, he's been texting me and calling me, and I just like don't know how to respond. I've just been silent.
Well, so what's the biggest problem? What's the biggest hang up in your head?
Just that he didn't tell me that, like, that's a huge part of his life.
Okay,
and sexuality.
So if he would that have changed anything?
Yeah, I think so. I think I would have been not, like, taken off guard.
I would imagine that friend that he used to date would have said something to him, and he would have texted you like, hey, I heard from whatever the friend's name is, and I want to explain about my past.
He has said that. He's texted that. Like
he knows what it is.
Yeah, so why would you not say that? We've had so many conversations. We've talked so much about our lives, about
right.
our past.
Yeah, sure. Over 3 months, yeah.
Last
yeah.
thing. When did y'all graduate? Because was this something that happened years ago?
It happened like 10 years ago.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Here's what I would say, and then let's go ahead and let's get some calls on this. But if it's that much in your head, if you feel like it's never going to leave, especially when you see him interact with other dudes, then yeah, it's probably time to dead that relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Maybe that's what I'm trying to figure out.
All right. Thank you for trusting us with this. I know it's sensitive.
Thanks, you guys.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Cole, you're on. And listen, I just want a little taste of how you feel about this, and then let's check in with you in 6 minutes, okay?
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, I definitely got some opinions. I got some feelings about this. I kind of have a little bit of experience with some family of my own that went down
really?
This road. And Yeah. So I got some stuff to share with you.
Can you give us 6 minutes? We'll hear you next.
I can't wait. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
We are too.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation
with Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Over in Oviedo, Cole, you're checking in. You just heard our girl there freaking out about what she just learned about her man.
I mean, look, I don't know if this is going to be a normal thing that the callers are going to think, but I mean, once you're bi, you're always bi. And like, I know what happens when a hot girl walks past me. I know that my eyes are open. That's going to be the same for her man with everyone, literally everyone in the city. Eyes. It seems pretty shady to me. I think she needs to turn her back and walk away.
Whoa.
Well, I hate in 3 months. Like some people say, I love you in 3 months. Some people like barely scrape the surface of who they are as people.
Yeah.
It seems like she thought they were in the, hey, we knew exactly who we were, and that she already was in the, even if she didn't say it, the I love you phase. So that's why she is so hurt when it doesn't seem like he was at all.
And if this is not something that she can get over now, she's not ever going to be able to get over it.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. So just, I mean,
what other secrets is he keeping? Like what other stuff is going to show up a month from now?
Right. Well, does a cheetah ever change their stripes? Leopard? What was the saying?
Yeah, a cheetah ever changes spots.
Changes spots. That's
well,
right.
Well, and he could be a fantastic guy, and that could have just been part of a wild past. Brother, I appreciate you so much for chiming in.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Shaboozy, K923 Music. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater from the station that right now we're doing the panic button, which is open to all. If you're going through something, and life can be rough, man. Family can be tough. Sometimes work can be a hassle, mm-hmm. and sometimes you're panicking about something. In this case, Lily's panicking about information that she got from her boyfriend's college buddies. Specifically, a dude who said that they used to date back in the day when he used to experiment.
How long are you supposed to take to actually like put out something like that? Like every detail about who you dated in the past? If they've been together for 3 months, normal people, how many times do you date a week on normal average when you're starting to date, Chloe?
Me? I haven't been on a date in weeks.
So what are the odds that they've said I love you? In three months? Very unlikely.
Right. I was going
to
say
how many dates would in 3 months...
Would you share something like that?
Would you even go out on?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe like one every week and a half. So they've maybe been out like 6-7 times. You're not going to share every single person that you were with. Now, this is a different case, but they were only together, it sounded like, for a very, very short period of time. Not even 3 months, him and this dude.
Sounds like, too, this friend is trying to stir, right? And see the reaction that
he'll get
out of her.
Why would you leak that information to your...
Interesting.
Okay, so here, why don't we get some calls? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's
Seth, everybody.
Hey, hi, Seth.
Good morning. Man, if it's something that's still bothering her, even though it's kind of a double-edged sword, I mean, I could get where she's coming from that, hey, he didn't bring this up to her about their college time. If it's bothering her now, I feel like it's something that's not going to be able to be overcome unless they do have a conversation about it.
Okay. So you don't think she'll ever get over it?
No, because here, let me play Angel's advocate real quick, okay? Say dude gets gym membership.
Right.
Now if I'm homegirl, I'm thinking the whole time, oh, well, who are his workout buddies?
Uh-huh.
Why does he work? How long does he work out with them?
What kind of soap is he using in the shower?
Okay.
I don't think I need to really go more than
that. So at this point, you think that she'll just start to spiral, Obi and Slater? Like where she's just every little thing that he does, she's going to question.
I think after a nugget like that, if it gets seated, like what Seth is saying here, if it gets seated in your head, it never goes away.
But he's not in the wrong not sharing that. It would be weird if he actually said that within the first 3 months that for... It sounded like just a short period of time, whatever. Like, you're telling me anything that you've done within the first 3 months, sometimes they don't even say I love you, and you're already supposed to be like, by the way,
confessing.
I was with this person, you know? I don't think it's a weird thing to not share that early in.
I guess it's more trying to understand and build that strong foundation, I guess is where my viewpoint is on that.
Yeah, we'll see how it turns, right?
For sure.
Yeah, no, dude, appreciate you chiming in this morning.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too, Beth.
K923, good morning.
Good morning. Peggy from Kissimmee.
No way. Peggy.
Peggy. You always have such great advice.
So she didn't know he was bi. Maybe he's not. He could have been in his tri-state. Let me try this. Let me try that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, at least hear the guy out. You know, everybody's different. People change. 10 years ago was a long time ago.
And I think trisexual is a different thing, right? Like a tricycle, it's got three wheels. I don't know.
Hey, yes, try it before you buy it, you know?
Oh,
she wants to say bye.
Okay, Peggy.
She wants to say bye.
That's a little much. We do have children listening sometimes.
Thanks, right? Miss Peggy.
You know, I mean, I would love to have grace with everybody. We all have a past.
Absolutely.
Man, Lord knows I've drank, I've smoked stuff, and then you know, it comes up and you're like, hey, that was the past.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm a new me.
Yeah, and don't think that friend didn't know exactly what he was doing. Saying that to her, like he was the friend was trying to get back with him.
Oh,
that's what I do. I
wow.
Do.
Okay.
So you got to look out for that.
We're continuing to take your calls, 844-254-9232. As finally, our girl Megan Maroney addressing the rumors. Did she date Morgan Wallen? Hearing from her next in the All Access.
Dierks Bentley on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, right around the corner from trying to get you qualified to go to New York City. Of course, just the qualification is cool because we send you on to SeaWorld, so this way you can enjoy the penguin track. Great freaking roller coaster, all right? Especially you want something that the whole family can enjoy.
So fun.
That's not going to give you crazy dips or anything like that. That roller coaster is the bomb. All right, so let's get to what we're seeing here, because a lot of us would love to save our relationships, and if it means locking lips for just a little longer than we expected, we got to do it.
And I think it's fitting today's National Girlfriend Day, too. So guys, if you got a girlfriend, even a fiance like me, make sure to celebrate it by kissing for 6 seconds a day. Experts are saying, without a doubt, that will mean you have a successful relationship, because it's hard to be mad at the person you're with and then actually putting your lips against them for 6 seconds.
Do you think it's forceful? Like, if I'm like, I come home like, hey, babe, study shows we lock lips for 6 seconds every day. Let's do it.
Well,
you know that it's not, then it's like you're doing it because you're forcing it.
I don't think you say it like that. I think you say, okay, hey, babe, come here. Like, come here.
Yeah.
And then you do it and you make it,
nonchalant.
You know, you pull in nicely.
Right.
Right. And some of us guys have got game, man. You put your hand to the hull of the back.
Oh.
You pull it in. Yeah.
No, I go for the back of the neck.
Oh, I don't
right
know.
Right under the hair. And the erogenous zone.
I'm laughing because Slater literally cupped his hand to show us exactly how he does this.
Our fiance, Becky, like she and I kiss probably, I don't know, 30 to 60 seconds minimum every day. Every day right before bed, I kiss her goodnight, and that's usually how long. And then
a 30-second kiss goodnight, bro?
Easily.
That's, so you just,
that's
easily.
Weird.
And this
you're
is,
holding it for 30 seconds.
If there's no action going on with the tongue or anything like that, that's just weird if you're just
No.
Okay.
So and then that's weird. So you guys just like make out, okay, goodnight.
We don't turn our backs to each other.
Hey, good night.
Listen, okay, we learned the first time around what not to do, and now we know this is what to do.
I'm dying over here. Okay, so as we're dealing with the complexities of the dynamics here, Chloe doesn't even like to hug.
No.
Let alone leave your lips
on
somebody else's lips.
I've got a big heart, okay? I'm just not a touchy-feely type person. Like, that's not how I show my affection to others. It's by, you know, acts of service, gift giving. Like, that's my love language. Cooking.
So that's what you would
but
have to find.
Obi and Slater, no. You know, if they're like, let's hug it out, I'm like, ugh.
If you hug Chloe, her arms stay right by her side. Like hugging a surfboard.
Even a knuckle bump, I'm just like, just one knuckle. I'm going to hit you with one knuckle. But think about it. It says it builds ritual connection, also the physical touch, and I like this, fondness and admiration, which I think you're supposed to admire the person that actually is putting up with all your crap.
Of course.
Every single day.
So, one, I will say this. You know, even as we're having this conversation live on the air, I'm thinking to myself and I'm like, you know, this. I can probably honestly say there's probably been a day or two that go by where we don't kiss at all. Just because there's no,
life.
You know, you see each other in passing and it's so fast. And I can imagine some of you couples that have been married 30 years. Mm-hmm. Plus, when was the last time y'all made out? Okay, let's not even talk about making out. When was the last time that you just, you know, planted one because you loved each other?
Yeah, say kiss for 6 seconds. That's not really making out, right? Maybe after 10 seconds, it's a make out.
Okay, can we, let's just make the sound for 6 seconds of just, okay? Here we go.
Wait,
okay? I'm gonna count on my fingers.
That's how you kiss?
No, I just want to see how uncomfortable it is.
Yeah.
Let's see how uncomfortable it is, all right?
Okay.
I got the clock going.
Three,
here we go.
Two, one.
That's too long, man.
How? By the way, I was throwing tongue in there. That's
that's
later.
I think you have to. Hey, there's a reason the French Connection, is exactly where the Olympics are being held right now.
Like a lot more than a 6 second kiss.
And you know what? We sit here and we laugh about all this, but seriously, like, make time for your significant other. You know,
it's plan
a date.
Intentional.
Maybe this is that reminder right now where you're like, when's the last time I took my wife on a date?
It's
or when's the last time I sat down and just had some alone time with my husband? You know, it's important.
You rub your husband's feet, and immediately, if you don't love them, this is probably a good risk.
just stop right there.
My hands.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.